Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Late last year, the Mercy ship Africa Mercy docked in the Republic of Congo, and then over the next 10 months conducted over 2,500 free surgeries and treated over 30,000 people at land-based clinics. Jenny and Talia Davis are not only mum and daughter, but both nurses who took time out of their busy work schedules in Sydney hospitals to serve the people of the Congo. When we welcomed both to the Open House studios, we started with mum, Jenny, and how she usually describes her experiences on a Mercy ship.
I guess the word I always use to describe to people, it's unique. It's a unique environment. It's so very different to working in a hospital back here at home. Yeah. And first up, you have to get used to living in a very... community with 400 other people. Yes. On board a ship in a 6-berth cabin with 5 other people you don't know. But then working in the actual hospital environment is just so different.
Yeah.
But more importantly, even than that physical nature of the environment, is the very unique social and emotional and spiritual environment that you encounter. Nowhere else that I'm ever likely to work will I begin and end every shift in prayer and worship.
Talia, tell me about when Mum came home from the first tour. Was she different from the mum that left?
Yeah. What really drove me to go I wanted to go and understand why Mum came home the way she did. I would ask all the normal questions like, how was it? And did you have a great time? And can you tell me any stories? Yet I wasn't actually able to fully understand how it had impacted her life and how it had impacted her heart. So I decided to join her and head across to Congo with her earlier in the year. And it was only then when I was actually on Mercy ships and I'd actually arrived to somewhere that, A, I'd never ever been to Africa before and I'd never lived on board a big white ship. It was only when I stepped onto that ship did I realise, and I finally got it. I got Mum for all of, for her hurts, and I got Mum for the way she loves these people, because I could finally understand what kept her coming back. And it's a sense of absolute community there. Everybody's there to serve and love on these patients. Everybody's there to serve a common good, and that is to just provide. We are so richly blessed in the country we live in, and to go and serve these people that absolutely have nothing and have had things just ripped away from them, it's just such a privilege.
Do you remember your first patient or that first interaction that came your way?
Not necessarily my first patient, but someone that was truly special and who will impact my life forever was a gentleman named Paul. And 13 years ago during the Civil War, Paul was in his teens and he was running away from soldiers who were shooting at him and those in his village. His grandmother was too old and unable to run, so in true love, he picked her up on his back and he ran with her, tightly clinging to her back, to his back. Paul, however, was not fast enough to outrun the gunfire, and Paul's grandma was shot and killed, and Paul's nose was shot off, sparing his life, however, leaving him disfigured. So after all those years, Paul came to Mercy Ships and was able to have a free surgery to reconstruct his face and give him a new chance at life. And I think during this time on the ship, I was privileged enough to witness this transformation and look after him a great deal. And through this experience, I guess I was able to see not only the medical professionals come together and rejoice over this case, however, the absolute boosted morale and community spirit that was definitely alive and seen in the patients all coming together and rejoicing alongside Paul. And it was only when Paul left the ship on the day that he was able to go back into his community with just a smile. The smile said it all.
Yeah.
And I truly wish that everyone in the world could have seen Paul on that day, because he was going out into the world as a new and changed man. And for that to be an experience and one of the first experiences I had on Mercy Ships, I'll just be forever grateful.
Jen, as a multiple servant on Mercy Ship missions around the world at different locations, going there would be exciting. Leaving must be heartbreaking.
I think every time I go, I leave another little piece of my heart behind, a little bit more, and that's what keeps you going back. It's hard leaving the patients and not always knowing what happens to them.
Where they go, yeah. Yeah.
And I think Talia would say she felt that acutely this time around, because we actually had to leave three of our patients, our last three. We had to admit them to a local hospital because they weren't quite ready to go home when we had to leave the country. So that in itself was hard, and it's that not knowing of where are they now. And I've now had so many of these patients pass through my life and impact my life that I think back on all of them from time to time.
Yeah.
And I just have to trust that that God's got this one, and that we did what we could, and that he's got the rest in his hands.
Yeah. How does your time on Mercy Ships impact your work here in Australia as a clinician in our community?
Mm. It does impact my work here. Sadly, it highlights the incredible differences that there are between working in a mainstream tertiary hospital here and working on the Africa Mercy. I guess, as I've said, it's a very unique place to work. You're working amongst a community of believers, a community who are there to serve, who are all on the same page, and they're there because they love those patients. Sadly, here, we care for our patients, but we don't always love and serve them in that same way. So I am a little saddened at times by my work here in the West, in the big hospital, because it is so different. And I think, what if we could all just work the way we do there?
Yeah.
How different it might be.
Talia, how has your life and career changed because of Mercy Ships?
You come back into the developed world with a different look on it. How extremely grateful and thankful I am to live in such a blessed country. For example, one evening I was sitting on the ward and I was just watching a little boy. He'd been given a packet of colouring in pencils and a colouring in book, and I watched him just sit there and colour. Just colour in and look up on the wall and look at the colouring in he'd done the day before. And it was in that moment that I really felt I did not need anything else in the whole entire world. If a little packet of pencils and a colouring in book could fulfil someone so much, it was in that moment that I really felt that I didn't, there was nothing I longed for. I was so content in myself, and my heart was content just watching such a simple thing.
Jenny, part of the Mercy Ships ministry isn't just staying on board and completing complex medical procedures. You spend time in the communities on land, don't you? Share with me some of those experiences.
Yeah, we do, Dwayne. That we run a program called Mercy Ministries. And so what we do is on a weekly basis, we visit different sites around town, and that can be from schools, old people's homes, all kinds of things. I particularly enjoyed visiting a place where we got the handicapped tailors, where they were handicapped people who were employed in sewing clothing and things for the local markets. And we would go along there with them in one morning week and do a craft and sit and chat and just come alongside them and talk with them.
What kind of handicaps are we talking about here?
Oh, mostly, often they're congenital limb deformities that that mean that people can't walk properly, that they're in wheelchairs, or they may be injuries that they have sustained during the war. So they vary, but they're quite profound handicaps, but they're all still able to run a sewing machine and that kind of thing. I think one of the most impacting of those Mercy Ministries that we were involved with was visiting a place called Baby Creche, but I really think that's Talia's ball game, because she had a particular affinity for the place and the children there, so I really should let her tell you about that.
Fess
one
up,
I
Talia,
think.
Come on.
Yes, Baby Creche was my absolute favourite place to visit, but I don't know if favourite actually is the right word, because what it did to me and what it will continue to do to me for the rest of my life is something that I hope to explain to you as I explain to you what Baby Creche is all about. Baby Creche is for orphaned and abandoned children, or children that have gone there because they're in poor family circumstances. And it was about 30 minutes out of the port. We'd travel in a Mercy Ships vehicle along dusty and bumpy and dirty roads. And I could only sit in those cars on those trips out to Baby Creche and really take in all the poverty around me. And as I got out of that car and walked along the dearth path to the baby creche. I tried to prepare myself both mentally and physically for what I was about to experience. And I remember walking in and instantaneously my world was shaken and my eyes were yet again open to the world's abandoned and poor. One time I looked down at my feet and I counted 17 children just all sitting there needing love and nurturing. And there was one mama there caring for these 17 babies, and I couldn't help but tell her what a beautiful person she was, because she was dedicating her life to caring for these children that weren't necessarily her own. And I truly admired her dedication to these children. And that anyone that has small children or has been in contact with little people would know that there is a lot of work involved. And I think if you take that and you multiply it by 17 plus babies and you mix in poverty and lack of food and minimal hygiene and sickness, you can only begin to imagine the circumstances for these poor babies at baby creche. And you would just hold them and love on them. And unfortunately, when it was time to go, you would put them down and they would just scream and they would cry and they would just want to be picked up and loved on again. And I really think that they have a lack of that physical touch that everyone yearns for. And I guess two questions I had to ask myself, in turn it applied to my whole time over being in Africa, was how do you leave that? And how do you put these children down who so desperately want to be held on and loved on? And I think that a lot of people often ask me why I believe in God. And I have many reasons, but one really hit me hard through my experiences at baby creche. And that is that I need to believe that one day justice will be served and the last will be first. Otherwise, how else could I leave those little people? And I think it's become extremely clear to me throughout my time serving with Mercy Ships and through these times at baby creche that I really need a faith so that I can endure, I guess, life's tough moments, but know that one day and hope for one day that everything will just be put into place and that justice will be served.
Jen, it strikes me that Mercy Ships, the real ministry, is actually the gift of people giving everything they have to people who have nothing.
Yeah, you're right, Duane. I would encourage anybody who has the opportunity to serve to go, but I know that's not for everybody. People often say, why do you go? Why do you keep going back? And I guess this is my thing, is that I go because I love it, first and foremost. I love the work. I love the opportunity to show my faith in a practical and tangible way. I believe as Christians, and especially as Christians in the developed world, that we have a commitment. We indeed actually have a responsibility to serve the least of these, to serve the lost, to serve the poor, the weak, the marginalised. And this is my way. This is my way to serve. I was listening to a song just this week. I heard a new song called The Visible Invisible. And I actually believe that that's what we can be. We can be a visible, outward showing of God's love for his people here on earth, to let a little bit of his kingdom come here on earth in this time. And so, yeah, that's why I go, and that's why I would encourage anyone else to go, not necessarily to Mercy Ships, but to serve in some way.
Jen, Talia, brilliant to meet both of you. Thank you for coming by Open House.
Thanks, Duane. Good to be here.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.